Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye.
Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. As we continue our study on preparation for the Gospels, we're going to get into the message of Jesus Christ as he talks about the end times. Now, we're going to cover in detail Matthew 24, and we're going to go into Mark 13, and then Luke 17 and chapter 21. Today, I want to cover the Old Testament version of, let's say, the Gospels. It's going to come out of Psalms. We're going to look at Psalm 96 today, because when I was reading in preparation for this, I went, this is where people need to really understand that the Old and the New Testament is still continuity. It's still the book. It's still the Bible. It's still the living word. And everything that is said from the Old to the New Testament is alive today. You know, the prophets of Daniel, the prophets of Ezekiel, my two favorite ones on prophetic end times. I love reading those. Amos, Joel, Micah. I can go on. There's so many. Malachi. There's so many Old Testament writings that really are futuristic and prepare us for the Lord's return. In Psalm 96, though, we're going to start in verse 10 today, because when I was reading it, everything that God says he's going to do, this is really good. This is very important. Everything God says he's going to do, he does. He's not a man that would lie or change his mind. When God says he will do it, he will do it. So when your faith in God is wavering, just read the word and remember what God says he will do, he will do. You know, one of the things that astounds me, you know, I get astounded by a lot of things in the prophetic realm. I get astounded. I'm like, wow, how does, you know, you get to that point. How does that happen? Why would that happen? What's it going to look like? I get astounded and I go, I'm amazed. And then I go, wow. You know, God is I walk around now and say, wow, God is so cool. God's amazing. He is, because he does things and says things through his word that no man could ever say. So I do trust in his word. And most of the time I read it and I go, how does that work? How does that look? When you study the word and you really dive into it, and you kind of, in seminary, you say exegesis the word. You can say you're going through it, you know, line by line, if you will, and stretching it across and, you know, trying to find how, you know, the New Testament or how Jesus is threaded through the Old to the New Testament. You can do all that. I do it all the time. It's fun. But some of the things I still go, So when I was reading Psalm 96 and I was preparing for this message, I was really amazed at some of the things that I read in the major prophets, Isaiah and so on. It's here even in the Psalms. And then the Psalms, that when you read Psalms, you can see that even quoted by New Testament writings, including Jesus, including Paul and Peter and James and Jude and so on. So I'm like amazed. So my prayer is not only for myself, but for those who even watch our broadcast and those who listen to our broadcast, you really develop a hunger for God, a hunger to read the Word of God. Sometimes we get to that point in our lives where we say, I don't understand it, so I close it and I don't. No. There's a lot of times when you just say, Holy Spirit, speak to me, interpret what the word is saying, teach me. That's the role of the Holy Spirit anyway. That's what he does. He comforts us. He teaches us. He convicts us. And so I'm like, Holy Spirit, reveal. Let the Word of God come to life so I can understand it and apply it. There are times I read a passage in the Bible I've been reading, let's say all my life, and then hear it again. I'm reading it again, and something comes up, and I go, oh, wow, that is meant for me today. Because I've read this before, and this is new. You get to that point where you go, I read this before, but now something is coming out of it today. That's the power. I just, wow. That's God speaking. So you can read a Bible, you can read the passages of the Bible over and over and over and over, but there's going to be that one time when you're going to read it again, and pop, it pops right there in front of you. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is alive, active, sharper than a double-edged sword. That's Hebrews 4, starting in verse 12. So when you read the Word, just remember, whatever the Word is telling you, it is. The Word is telling you, here's what's going to happen, it will, or it has. So I'm confident that the Lord is coming. I believe, I do believe, He's coming in my lifetime. I don't know the day or hour. I don't. We talked about that in previous episodes. I do not know the day nor the hour. All I know is I'm in the seasons. I feel it. My spirit bears witness to it. Other ministers, other Christians worldwide are feeling and saying. So when the rocks cry out that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I know there are brothers and sisters in the Lord right now that something is quickening in their spirit, and they're feeling, they are feeling it, that the Lord is coming in their lifetime. Hey, I don't know how many years I got my lifetime. I could live until I'm 90. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you my age. But I could live until I'm 100. So that's a while from now. I'm going to say that's a while from now. I'm not too far off. But yeah, it's far off. I'll let you figure that one out. You look it up. But He's coming in my lifetime, and I believe that. And so how do I live? We talked about this. How do I live? I'm going to live each day as it is the day of the Lord. Every day. He can come any time. My wife and I, we do. We have Bible studies every morning. And she was telling me, she goes, I just want to make sure my house is in order. Not clean house. She goes, herself. I want to be in order. I want to make sure I'm doing. Yes, baby, that's exactly it. She wants to be prepared because it can happen as she's doing dishes, she says. She says it can happen while she's, you know, playing with the dog. It doesn't matter. It could happen during this broadcast. And hey, boop, boop, and we're gone. I love it. If you're not looking forward to the day of the Lord, I don't know what to help, how to help you. I really don't. I am looking for the day of the Lord, my friends. I got that childlike faith that I'm just like, Lord, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Revelations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. So when I'm looking at what's going to happen when we are raptured, or the dead in Christ rise first, there's going to be judgment on this planet. There's going to be judgment in the world. Jesus Christ is coming for His church, and He's coming to judge the living and the dead. Everyone is going to stand before the Lord. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. And everyone that pierced Him will see. They will see. He's coming. The dead in the grave. Matthew 24, going into 25, He separates the sheep from the goats. I'm here to tell you, my friends, there is a day of judgment when the books are open, and everything that we have said, everything that we have done, and even everything that we have thought, is in the books. And then when the Lord Jesus opens up the book of life, if your name is not in it, depart from me, you person who have committed wickedness. So when you're living by faith and you know that the Lord is coming, you do want to get your house in order. That's you. You want to get your house in order. You want to do what it takes to get right with God. You can do it today, my friends. You can literally do it today. If you already know that we all die, we all will die one day. The dead in Christ will rise first. My friends, if you want to have assurance you're going to heaven, say this prayer with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Here I am. Forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to forgive me for the sins that I have committed. And Lord God, I accept your gift through your Son, Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. And I believe, Father God, that you do forgive sins. And because I'm asking Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, and I know that he died on the cross for my sins and rose from the grave, I know, Lord, by faith, you will receive me. And Jesus is coming back, and I want to be ready. Receive me now, Lord God, as your son, as your daughter. I thank you in Jesus' name. My friends, we're going to take a break. And praise God for that prayer you just made. Welcome to the family of God. We're going to take a break. And then after the break, I'm going to give you some things to think about before we get into Psalm 96. I'll be right back.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.
Welcome back. I want to thank those who are listening to our podcast as well as our video messages that you can watch on the Now Network every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. and on Galilee TV. You can watch us at midnight as well as noon every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, on Galilee TV. And they have a category for us for video on demand. But you also can watch us in detail, or not detail, all our programs, including classic programs, classic Christian programs, on our YouTube channel. Just hit subscribe and notifications, and you'll see all the movies and sermons that are coming out daily to weekly. Listen to us on all our audio podcasts on Spotify, Google, Anchor, Pandora, Amazon, and more. Visit our website at sharingtheword.tv, as well as TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network.com. Praise the Lord. All right, so let's go into Psalm 96, starting in verse 10. The Bible says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The word, or the world also, is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously." Now, when I said that the word of God is alive, active, sharper than a double-edged sword, it is. The word of God never changes. Okay? You cannot add to his word. If you try to, it's going to prove you to be a liar. That's what the Bible says. Nothing can change the word of God. Don't add to it, the Bible says, or God will add to your judgment. So when I read the word, no dot, no tittle, nothing can change the word of God. It's just what it is. And it's alive. And God's word is true. Say that with me. God's word is true. So it says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is also firmly established. It shall not be moved, because God put it in place." and he shall judge the people righteously. That's what Jesus is coming to do. He is coming to judge the world righteously because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Verse 11 out of Psalm 96, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea roar in all its fullness, let the field be joyful in all that is in it. See, the whole world, even the creation of the world, is in anticipation of the coming of the Lord. I mean, when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem and he's on a donkey, and some of the leaders are saying, tell these people to stop worshiping. They're putting, you know, palm branches down. And Jesus said, even if I silence these people, the rocks would cry out. My friends, the whole world created by God, he spoke into existence and the world came in. Now, what I want to say about that, this is one of the things that I, you know, there are people who are about, you know, I'm a creation, God created things, there's evolution people, creation people, hey, God created things, that's all I'm going to say. People could disagree with me, that's okay. You have your opinion, I have mine, mine is what I live by. But the whole point is, God created everything. He spoke it and it came into being. So the earth and the heavens will rejoice. There's heavens, plural. And so let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. See, we see that the dead in Christ rise, then we who are left will be caught to be with the Lord. But what about the living trees and the fields and the lilies and the flowers and the, you know, the oceans and all that's in that? They're going to be rejoicing. He's God. Everything will come into submission when the Lord Jesus appears, my friends. Every eye will look up. I just, to imagine, to see it in your mind after you read it and go, wow. So when I'm like, Lord, you're coming soon. Hallelujah. It says, oh, let me just put my glasses back on. Here we go. I'm reading it without it. That's pretty good. Verse 12, let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. Say that with me. Oh, he is coming. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. He's coming, my friends. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh my goodness, this is good. See, my wife asked me one day, she said to me, she goes, you're singing all the time. You're running around here being silly. I said, I got that childlike faith. He's coming, baby. I'm saying, because the more I study about his return, the more I'm getting excited. It's almost to the point where you go, if you remember, if you were little, I don't know, think of something, going to maybe Disney or somewhere, you know you're going to go maybe in a month or two. And as you get closer to that period of time, that date, you're running around getting excited. Just like somebody who's prepared to get married. My wedding date is on this date. And they get close and they're nervous, but they're excited. That's how I feel. It's going to be a wedding feast anyway. It's a wedding day. Oh, we're the bride. He's the bridegroom. We are going to be with the Lord. How can you not get excited? And the earth is aching for his return. The earth is aching in all its fullness as well. So, when you read the word, Psalm 96 here, and there's more passages that the Lord is coming throughout the Psalms, and he's coming to judge, listen to this, he is coming to judge the world. The dead in Christ will rise first. We who are left, rapture, translation, as they say, translated, will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord, to meet the Lord. But he's coming to judge. He's not coming down to have a party. He's coming to judge the world. Now, that's a part that you could say, okay, what does that look like? Well, he's judging with righteousness. He has the books, as I mentioned, the books of our deeds, the books of everything. And then he has this final book, the book of life. And when he takes the book of life and he opens it up and he says, Joe Smith, from Anchorage, Alaska, nope, not in here. Now, Joe, I just picked that at random. If you're a believer, praise the Lord, you're going. But I just had to use that as an example. If your name's not in the book of life, you're not entering the kingdom of God. When I did my first revival, back in the 80s, and I had it was nighttime, we had this revival going on, and I wanted to use some kind of props to make my point, and I couldn't find anything. And so I do recall there on the stage area of the church, I saw those old phone books. You know, they have the white and yellow pages combined. Wow, in the 80s. They had old ones in there. I went, perfect. And as I was preaching on the coming of the Lord and Him, Jesus, judging everyone, and then He's going to call your name and you're going to come forward and He's going to have these books. I just had books there, and I had this one major book right here that I called the Book of Life. And I asked volunteers to come from the church that were sitting in there for the service. And I had like 6, 7, 8 people just coming up, and I was, you know, playing out a skit. But even with those that I was using in this skit, and I remember the ushers and the deacons, they were, you know, like acting as angels. And then when I got to one or two people near the end, I said, your name's not here. They really broke down right there in the church. Now, I gave them a pseudo name. I gave them a different name. I said, you know, Susan, Mary, Jo, whatever the popular names that we know. But I just threw a name at them. Your name, I pointed my finger and said, your name's not in the book of life. They broke down and cried. And right during the service, they accepted and confessed their faith in Jesus Christ. It took that type of, dramatization to get them to see that this is about to happen someday. And I tell the story a lot of times because, you know, when I think about the books in heaven, and it says books, it could be a scroll type thing, but it says books, okay? Parchments, I don't know, it's heaven, it's heavenly books. You know, there's a library in heaven, hallelujah. But can you see yourself standing there before the Lord, and he takes the books and he sees your life, and then all of a sudden he opens up the book of life. He probably has the angel open up and says, is Tommy in there? And he's good. Praise the Lord. Come to a place prepared for you. But if your name's not in it, if your name is not in the book of life, you're not coming into heaven. In the Psalms, David says, please do not remove me from the book of life. David even says that. The Spirit of God that is in you tells you, reminds you, that if you're a believer, your name is written in the book. This book of life was created or existed before the world began. So before the world began, before you came into existence, the book of life existed. And your name is in it, if you're a believer, because God knows who's going to accept Jesus Christ. God knows who's going to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So your name's already been established in the book. Before you were even born, it's all in Scripture. So when I'm looking at every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and I'm looking at the books are going to be open, and that Jesus Christ is coming to judge the world, and it says in verse 13, for He is coming. For He is coming, my friends. The Old Testament in the book of Psalms says He is coming. Remember, everything God says will happen. He is coming. Oh, when you look at your life and He's opening up this book from the time you were a kid, He opens up another book when you were an adult, He opens up a book when you were a minister or when you worked as a professor in college. He's going to open up all those books. And then he's going to open up the book of life. And if your name is not written in the book of life, he's going to say, depart from it. There's no negotiation. It's all been adjudicated because the book was written before the world was created. Before your mommy, daddy, grandpappies, God knows, before everybody was formed, according to Psalm 139. Oh, hallelujah. In Jeremiah 1, just go to Psalm 139. See, read the word. Read the word. He knows who's going to accept him as Lord and Savior. If you did that in this message, welcome to the family of God. Your name's written in the book of life, and it was written even before you even said anything today. Praise the Lord. But you're in the family. So, in closing, I cannot wait to get into the teachings of the Gospels of Jesus Christ on end time prophecy. We're going to look at Matthew 24, 25. We're going to look at Mark 13. We're going to look at Luke 17 and Luke 21. My friends, I love you. I'm really excited. My board sees a lot of excitement on this series. I preached on a lot of series, as you already know. Just visit us at sharingtheword.tv. Go to TLDM, evangelisticmedianetwork.com. Hit podcast tab there and see all the channels we're on. You can watch us on Galilee TV. That's G-A-L-A-L-E-E TV. Download it on your Roku device, the channel. You can watch us on the Now Network every Saturday morning at 5 Eastern a.m. And you can watch us on YouTube. Just click subscribe and notifications, and all the messages will be coming out to you. My friends, I love you. May God bless you. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, the Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.